The United Nations says women and girls living in unstable and conflict-affected countries are most at risk, and their basic rights are constantly eroded. It points out they don't have access to sexual and reproductive health services. There are few women in top positions in African governments, and they get paid much less than men for doing the same jobs. The UN says women get paid 51 cents for every dollar earned by men. On Monday, at the opening of the 68th session of the Commission on the Status of Women, Director of UN Women, Sima Bahuz, said poverty continues to have a female face.
1 in 10 women live in extreme poverty, and at the current rate of progress, as many as 342 million women will still be living in poverty in or by 2030. This makes a mockery of our 2030 agenda. Both poverty and women's financial exclusion is fueled by discriminatory gender norms, which are entrenched in our economic, political, and social systems.
In Soweto, near Johannesburg, community activist Gwen Chabalala says the biggest problem facing women is violence. They're attacked just because they're women, she tells VOA.
From the street level, everybody knows somebody who's abusive. However, before we used to turn a blind eye. Now we are saying all the street committees, the schools, the churches, if you see gender-based violence in your environment, it's on you to do something. So we want to ensure that we prevent it, looking at how we parent our boy children, looking at teaching issues on gender at school level.
Bahuz said gender equality should be a priority for all countries, as it's always the wisest investment to make.
There is no national policy that will not benefit from gender equality. There is no national development policy that will not benefit from gender equality. There is no sustainable development goal that can be attained without gender equality.
Aletta Miller, UN Women Representative for South Africa, says Africa's poor, but most governments have enough money to bring more women into formal economies.
Investing in women's businesses, small businesses, giving women who run small businesses access to capital, access to markets. Security is essential. No one's going to go to work unless it's safe to do so. Care systems. Women in sub-Saharan Africa do 3.4 times the care work at home, caring for children, people with disabilities, the elderly, cooking, cleaning, you know, making sure the household runs. So if we want to engage more women in the economy and in businesses and in work, we have to make sure that there's somewhere for those children, those people with disabilities, for the elderly to be cared for appropriately.
Miller says Africa has a unique opportunity to lead in women's empowerment by getting more women involved in ending conflicts.
And what we know from research is that when you have women involved in peace processes, when you have women involved in responses to conflict, responses to disasters, communities come together and the solutions that they find are better for everybody. More successful peace processes will last longer. The peace will hold when you have women involved.
The South African government has established the Gertrude Schorpe Women Mediators Network. Named after one of the country's anti-apartheid heroes, it trains women from across Africa in conflict resolution. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.